It's time for KCCU Slice of Life with Mary McClure.
One of the things I like best about baseball is all the time you have to do other things while you watch a game on TV, which is precisely the reason so many people hate the sport. Baseball, they sniff in disdain. It's like watching grass grow. I consider the slow pace baseball's greatest attraction. I know people who have crocheted king-size bedspreads and carved totem poles in a single season. I once heard about somebody who knew somebody that had read the history of civilization over three seasons. Sometimes, while the pitcher stares at the catcher, checks out first base, adjusts his hat, twitches, grimaces, scratches, and spits, you could get down six answers in a crossword puzzle, and that's just one pitch. If you happen to miss a good play, a home run, say, or a double play, because you're counting stitches or looking up a word in the dictionary, no problem. There will be a playback. You don't have to coincide your trips to the fridge or bathroom with commercials like you do in football or basketball. You've got plenty of time between each batter. You can do the dinner dishes or feed the cats during a change of pitchers, or the inevitable argument of a manager with an umpire. Since a manager never wins an argument, no matter what unfriendly gestures he makes or how red in the face he gets, you can go about your chores because you won't miss a thing. The umpire is not going to change his call, and one or two things will happen to the manager. One, he will stalk furiously back to the dugout, muttering bad words you could read on his lips. Two, the umpire will eject him from the game, and he will stalk furiously to the locker room, muttering bad words you can read on his lips. I think women baseball fans take better advantage of all that spare time than men. Men seem to feel they have to devote their entire attention to a game, to the point of watching the commercials. Women are more practical, wasting time staring at a screen when the only action is spitting and scratching seems sinful when we could be doing something more useful. Men are more participatory, more apt to yell encouragement at the players, give colorful advice to the manager, and question the bloodlines of the umpires. Women are more objective. We grasp that yelling at the players, giving advice to the manager, and questioning the umpire seldom make a difference in the final score. Not that we don't get excited. I heard of a woman who stabbed a needle through her finger when a pinch hitter knocked in a run with the score tied and two outs in the bottom of the ninth. Woodcarvers learned not to move their knives at the same instant they focus on the left fielder making a running dive for a winning fly. We all have too much to do and not enough time. That's why baseball fans are so lucky. We can watch a game for fun, get a bunch of other stuff done, and watch the grass grow in the outfield all at the same time.
Join us again for KCCU's Slice of Life with Mary McClure. Slice of Life can also be heard anytime through KCCU's podcast. You can listen to Slice of Life through Spotify, Amazon, and Apple Podcast platforms. Learn more by going to kccu.org.